7. Schütting. Location: in front of the Schütting on the Market Square. Direction of view: southwest.
You are now looking directly at the so-called Schütting. Nowadays, the building is home to the Chamber of Commerce. The word Schütting comes from Schossen, which signified the paying of taxes. Between 1537 and 1538, the Antwerp master builder Johan den Buschener constructed the Schütting we know today as a guild hall for Bremen merchants. Built in the Flanders style of the Renaissance buildings, it magnificently complements the town hall and highlights the status and affluence of the merchants in Bremen. The late Gothic west gable is preserved in its original form. The east gable, on the other hand, is a wonderful example of the early Renaissance in Bremen. The market front, which you are looking at, was redesigned in 1594 with elements from the Weser Renaissance. Subsequent changes were regularly made, such as, for example, the ostentatious neo-baroque doorway with a flight of stairs that was only added in the 19th century. Above the doorway, you can read the well-known quote by the mayor of Bremen, writer and journalist Otto Gildemeister.
Buten und binnen, Wagen und Winnen.
The literal translation is
outside and in, dare and win.
This describes the daring nature, risk and profit of Bremen's trade within Germany, binnen, and overseas, Buten. Above the lower windows, you can see the coat of arms of the Hanseatic cities of Hamburg and Lübeck, and the Hanseatic contours of Bergen, Brugge, London and Novgorod. During the Second World War, all but the outer walls of the Schütting were burnt down, and it was then rebuilt within these old outer walls. Some more background information for coffee lovers. One of the first coffee houses in German-speaking countries opened in 1697 in Schütting.
Now follow the Nagel route, which follows along the left side of the Schütting through the Schüttingstrasse, and walk to the entrance of the Butcherstrasse to see the golden relief.